You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world. Change the world. You can do it. You can do it.
Time is now.
Time is now.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
Ciao everyone, this is Filippo Voltaggio, and today we are going to be speaking about something very big. Very big. And we're not just talking about in size, but we're talking about the impact that what we're going to be speaking about makes, not just on each of us individually, but on the whole world. I'm being very vague because this is very special. Our guest is Andrea Brooke. And she is an international performing artist and a yoga teacher. She has something that she shares with the world in a very special way, both from inside and from the outside. And on the outside, it's an instrument that puts out vibrations. And it's interesting, as I was reflecting on this today, many of you know, and I'll take this opportunity to give a shout out to these really special children that we have, in a sense, partnered with. Some of you know that we have been involved with the city of Compton in California, and more specifically, the Centennial High School Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Dino Zonick. And just, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, I had the pleasure of being master of ceremonies, and all of us at Life Changes attended and were there for the children as these high school children were performing their summer concert. And the interesting thing is that a lot of the children that were in that summer concert had already graduated months before. Nobody made them come back and play. In fact, this is summer. And a lot of children like to spend their summer either doing nothing or playing or what have you. These children actually were practicing during the summer. And it recalled to mind the fact that these children have so many other options besides playing, since it's an inner city school, and there's so much happening, and I don't even want to say what's happening in the streets where some of them live. And these children walk around with their violins in their violin cases and go to school and practice. I remember I was teased for doing exactly that, walking around with my violin in my violin case and for being in the orchestra. And nobody made me do it either. I could have stopped, especially when the teasing got harder. But I couldn't have stopped because there was something about the music. There was something about having that vibration next to my ear and connecting with something that was greater than I, especially with musicians that were doing the same as I, and together as an orchestra, we made music together. There's something vibrationally going on that's greater than the instrument itself. And that, I think, is a foundation for maybe what Andrea felt, or what she envisioned, or part of where she might be going with all this, to maybe further unite people with their own vibrations and together with the vibrations of the world. And I look forward to having that conversation with Andrea Brooke when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and our guest is an international performing artist and a yoga teacher. She's a musician, a dancer, an installation artist, and she has toured since 2001, presenting visually and sonically stunning performances and transforming architecture and natural environments into large-scale musical instruments, including the Colosseum in Rome, the Space Needle in Seattle, the Temple of Burning Man, the Grand Theater in Shanghai. Actually, the list goes on. I actually saw the instrument a couple different places in Los Angeles. The instrument is Sonic Butterfly, and the creator and instrumentalist is Andrea Brooke, and she is our guest with us tonight. Welcome, Andrea, on the show.
Thank you so much, Filippo. It's an honor to be here.
Well, this is very exciting. As you heard, I started the show with saying we're talking about something very big, and it's not just the instrument. As a child, did you say, I want to create the biggest instrument there is?
No. And in fact, long string harps, which Sonic Butterfly is a long string harp, and long string harps have been around for many decades. And Sonic Butterfly is my design of long string harp. And it's really, in many ways, I've created this specific design for a couple different reasons. And one of those reasons is that process of transformation. To me, the butterfly is about releasing our limiting beliefs about who we are and what we're capable of, essentially releasing our caterpillar mindset, which I think is, you know, is something that we tend to get caught in as we move through life and find, you know, the limitations of what's possible, or we start to believe those limitations. And what Sonic Butterfly really is, this design, is to open up the space in our thoughts, in our emotions, in our creativity, in our own potential, to believe in that potential, to really become our fully realized self, and to bring forth what is our truest expression to the world.
Wow. So, did you play an instrument as a child?
I did not play an instrument as a child. I started working with a long string harp, in particular a harp called the Earth Harp, which was designed by William Close. And William and I met about 13 years ago. And I was at that time an aerial artist. And so I came into playing long strings literally from the air. So most people kind of, you know, go from the ground up, and I came from the sky down.
I like it.
Yeah, so I was invited to perform with a performing arts company called Mass Ensemble, which is music, architecture, sonic sculpture, and that company includes the Earth Harp and many other beautiful instruments that William has created. And so I was invited to be an aerial artist for one of the shows. And after that show, I was invited to be part of the company. And through that process, I came to play long strings, along with a number of other instruments. And most of all, to bring sort of the kinetic nature, the embodied presentation of of performing instruments. You know, a lot of times, you know, I like to think of myself as a kinetic musician, rather than in my head, it's a kinesthetic expression. I feel the music and express it through my body rather than thinking about the music and you know, kind of plotting it out in that way.
You know, earlier I was talking about having the vibration next to your ear in the case of a violin. And in the case of this instrument, you're actually inside the instrument and between the strings, and the audience also is either right underneath it or very, very close to it. So it seems to me like it would be more of a full body experience.
It really is a full body experience, and it goes beyond just even being inside the strings. It's the nature of the vibration itself. And the type of vibration that is created by playing long strings is a longitudinal vibration. And this is a compression wave. And it's very similar to running the dowel around the edge of a Tibetan singing bowl. And in fact, a Tibetan singing bowl is made of brass. And the strings that I play are also made of brass. And what happens is I run my fingers along the strings. And what this does is it sends the vibration rather than horizontally, which we feel when a string is either plucked or bowed or a drum is struck. So most instrumentation, we feel a horizontal vibration that kind of bounces our body and causes us to dance in the way that we dance, the way that we kind of bounce. But a longitudinal vibration literally moves through the molecules of the brass wire. And so as the vibration comes off of that brass wire and come into your body, rather than bouncing against the body, it moves into your body. And so literally the vibration is inside of you and it's moving through the molecules of your body. And so you're having a very kinesthetic experience within that, within feeling the long string vibration of that compression wave or longitudinal vibration.
Wow. Where my mind went as I was trying to grasp the greater essence of where this leads is vibration of everything. Since your instrument is always needs to be in a big open space, well, in those spaces, there are other things going on. There are either trees or, in the case of the Colosseum, there were pathways for wind to go through and what have you. And I thought, wow, everything is vibration. So it's connecting to everything. And so therefore connecting us to everything. When we come back, I want to explore that connection to everything. And I have a feeling that it ties into your life mission and what you started to say about us going from caterpillar to butterfly. When we come back, we're talking to Andrea Brooke, sonic butterfly artist, and so much more when we come back after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
This is Filippo, and we're back with our guest, Andrea Brooke. And actually, if you are interested in some of what we're talking about, or all of what we're talking about, actually, you can go to sonicbutterflyproductions.com, just as it sounds, sonicbutterflyproductions.com or yogagirl.com. There's so much more to Andrea than we'll be able to cover here, but you'll find more of it there and on Facebook as well, YouTube, all over the place, actually. Andrea, this whole concept of going from caterpillar to butterfly, what it, through this instrument or through your workshops, or how is it that you envision the process?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because as a child, I really wanted to change the world. And I was a Russian studies major in college. I went to UCLA, and it was right during the fall of communism. And I went to Russia immediately after that occurred. And as I watched what was happening on a political level, I recognized that politics was not the means in which I believed that the world would change. Instead, I believed that the world would change when we ourselves became conscious, when we acted from a conscious, fully realized state of being. So I began teaching yoga, and really that's what Sonic Butterfly is as well. It's a means of inspiring that state of being where we think for ourselves, where we recognize that our ideas, our thoughts, our beliefs, our talents and skills are really what will create a beautiful world. The more that we share the beauty of who we are with the world, the more that the world becomes beautiful. And you were talking about, you know, everything is connected on this vibrational level. And so as we each raise our vibration through the physical practice of yoga or meditation or Tai Chi, Qigong, you know, all these different practices that connect us to, you know, to ourselves on a cellular level, on a deep level, on an energetic, physical, conscious level. And then we begin to move out into the world and we share that, whether that's through art or through, you know, through the creation of a business or through, you know, whatever it is your median is of communication, and you share that space, and then it all connects and it builds, and that's what creates the world change. And so I do that through these workshops, both with Sonic Butterfly and outside of Sonic Butterfly, through yoga, through most of all helping people to connect with their own thoughts, their own beliefs, and to connect with their intentions. What is it I want to create in the world? What is it I want to express? Who am I? And then help them to give them the tools to facilitate that fully realized expression in the world.
Wow. I have to give a shout out now to a friend of ours of Life Changes, Michael Wisnew, and we came to know your instrument, or one of them at least, very intimately when it was in the space and we were recording live from the Wisnew Studios in downtown Los Angeles. And a couple times the strings and I got to know each other very well because there was a section that was very low. And it's, of course, they were there the whole time, but the eye didn't always see them. And so we would bump into each other, or I into them. And it's like, I didn't see it. It wasn't there, and yet it was. And I really had to say, I was saying to myself, I can't wait to hear this actually play, these strings that are here seemingly dormant are going to be making a sound. And I never got to experience it, not at that studio, but it was interesting to know that what these things are actually do something even greater than what they look like. And in a sense, the correlation I was making is that's what you're kind of saying about us, is here we are, these walking strings, and yet we can vibrate and create something even more beautiful than we can imagine, other than just us bumping into each other.
Exactly. And I think in many ways, you know, going back to Michael Wisnew and Wisnew Labs downtown, you know, there are locations like Wisnew Labs downtown where there are communities forming around creating this vibration, around raising the vibration, around community. And because, you know, as one individual raises their vibration and then begins to work in concert, and that's a really fascinating word, you know, again, a musical word. We work in concert. We work together. We don't just bump into each other, but we purposefully, intentionally, as we're doing here in this moment with this program, we're choosing to come together and to have a discussion and to play together and to create that concert of vibration, of consciousness, of beauty. And, you know, as your program is called, life-changing experiences. And so, you know, that shout out back to Michael Wisnew and what he's doing downtown. And, you know, and there's a lot of beautiful communities emerging, creating that feeling of concert and what's possible with that vibration, not just bumping into each other, as you said.
And you know, speaking about beauty, I have seen you perform, and but I have not met you in person, but I've seen many pictures of you and the beautiful butterfly and you and in the pictures, you're obviously a very beautiful person, but the way you dress and the way you move, I guess being an aerial artist, that would help too. But you have this very beautiful body, and I'm just wondering how you connect through your body with everything around you. I mean, is it all included, food and what you put into it, and you know what you do day in, day out, yoga? Is it all one?
Oh, without a doubt. I feel that we are completely interconnected beings. There is not, we don't live in a piecemeal experience. We are holistic beings. And so what we eat, and I've been a vegetarian for over 25 years. My body told me even as a child that a vegetarian diet was what made me feel good. And I think that's the most important thing, is as we experience the food that we're eating, the exercise that we do, the choices of the friends that we want to be around, or even, you know, one teacher that I had the pleasure to study with, Thich Nhat Hanh, he would talk about what we ingest. And, you know, we all know this expression, you are what you eat. And he went beyond the eating of food. He talked about what is it that we ingest in terms of the media. So that's why I love this program. You know, what if we spend that hour listening to a program like this rather than watching the war game on, you know, on some news channel, on some, you know, network news channel? Can we begin to ingest beauty, art, consciousness, love? You know, can we bring these things into our bodies in such a way? Can we just even go out to the ocean and spend, you know, 20 minutes sitting in front of the ocean, just experiencing the vibration and the power and the strength and the life force of the ocean itself? Or the other night when I was done with my yoga practice, my friends and I were lying there just staring up at the sky and watching the stars and talking about how incredible it is to feel the energy of all of those worlds around us and to feel the interconnectedness of us. And so there really is, you know, how does our beauty come forth? Our beauty comes forth by ingesting that beauty, by choosing to consciously, and this again is this whole focus for me, is about how to consciously choose what we
put into our bodies through our eyes, through our ears, through our mouths, through touch. You know, how can we bring in beauty into our lives and thus vibrate as beauty in the world?
Yeah, give me a minute. I'm just still digesting this. the whole everything that you're talking about, but that you really got me when you took it from us and then put it up in the sky and said, you know, connecting with the other worlds. And it's just like it gets bigger and bigger than us. And at the same time, one can feel like diminished by that, or one can actually feel expanded by that.
Exactly. And, you know, the yogis always say that we are a microcosm of the macrocosm, and everything that exists within us exists everywhere, and everything that does not exist within us exists nowhere. So in other words, everything that exists exists within our own bodies. We are the sky, we are the earth, we are everything that is around us. And so can we create our environment to be, you know, the healthiest, most beautiful environment so we ourselves can be healthy and beautiful? And it's coming into this recognition that there is, that, you know, we are a full expression of everything around us. And so the yogis would also say, know thyself and thy will know the universe. And so it's not that we are diminished. It's actually that we dive in, you know, and it's such a fascinating thing. If you've ever watched, you know, somebody, you know, talking about the universe and they show pictures and you go further and further and further out, and then right. They turn it around and you go through a microscope deeper and deeper and deeper into ourselves. And what you begin to see is that it's the same thing. And so rather than feeling diminished by this, can we begin to feel our expansiveness, that each cell within our body is a reflection of each cell within the universe, and that the health and well-being of all things comes into play as we work with the health and well-being of our own being?
Well, jokingly, Andrea, you know what I have said in the past, if there is a universe within me that goes deeper beyond anything we've been able to explore so far, and a universe outside of me that goes deeper and beyond anything we've been able to explore so far, in the middle, if there's me in the middle, that means I am at the center of the universes.
You know, yes, and you know what's funny, Filippo, is that I always explain to people that you are the center of your universe. You know, but there's a big difference in recognizing that you are the center of your universe, like all the people, all the things around you, they do, you know, you are in the middle of that, and each individual is in the middle of that. But here's the real trick, is that do we become, you know, self-centered and self-focused on that? Or can we recognize that it is thus our responsibility to take care of the world around us? You know, so a lot of times, rather than feeling that, you know, me-centric existence and then only caring about what's happening to me, what if instead we could say, okay, I am the center of this universe, and thus everything that I do has an impact on the world around me. And so can I be very conscious and intentional in the way that I live my life so that the world around me is filled with that love?
And there it is. Beautifully said, Andrea, beautifully said. So much of what you do say seems to have a basis in yoga and some of the teachings around it. And so I feel like a conversation with you without delving a little bit into that would be diminished if we don't do that. So when we come back, let's talk about, or let's expand the conversation into more of the yoga practice, what you've done, how you see it, and how it can help each of us do exactly what you just said that we could do more of, when we come back with Andrea Brooke here on Life Changes.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and our guest is Andrea Brooke. And I mentioned earlier in the show two websites for her. One was sonicbutterflyproductions.com. The other one, yogagirl.com, and we haven't talked too much about that yet, but let's do it. Actually, she's been teaching yoga since 1998. She's led workshops and retreats around the world, including Richard Branson's Necker Island in the British Virgin Islands, the Omega Institute, the TED Conference, and festivals, including, well, actually, Burning Man, Lightning in a Bottle, on and on and on. So what up with that?
Yes, I've had the opportunity to go to some really wonderful places and share my work. And most of all, though, I work with individuals. I love doing private lessons and working with small groups in particular, in order to really come down into what is it that's going on with me. How do I use yoga as a tool to recognize how I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, and then how can I do postures, breathing techniques, meditations, use all these different tools that yoga offers in order to shift how I'm feeling and what I can bring forward. So say, for example, you wake up in the morning and you're feeling really stuck in the mud, and yet you have this amazing day ahead of you, but you can't seem to get going. And so can we do, you know, 15, 20 minutes of yoga in order to shift that energy, in order to bring in a feeling of excitement for the day and engaging with the day, rather than being in that stuck in the mud place. And so I look at what's happening on that energetic level and then use these different practices of yoga in order to facilitate that change so that now, boom, you're no longer stuck in the mud. Instead, that wood of our earth energy is now burning brightly and you're out there in the world shining your light.
So you're not stuck in the mud. You become the mud and then you can mold it into whatever you want the rest of your day to look like.
Exactly.
I read that you teach, we know now, for those who didn't know before, that the instrument that you created is the sonic butterfly, and now you have sonic chakra yoga. So is that something related?
It is very much related. I do these beautiful workshops and retreats with Sonic Butterfly. So sometimes I have her, sometimes I don't have her with me. But when I have her with me, then I can play with not only the yoga postures and the conscious intention and the tools of yoga, also the vibration and rhythms. Because again, we are all vibration as well. And, you know, we're feeling the vibrations of the world. And so what happens if we surround ourselves, if we're literally underneath those strings and we work with the vibrations that correspond with the specific energy centers in our body? I'm a big fan of chakras. I work a lot with chakras, most of all because this is just the tool that makes sense to me. I think we all resonate with certain tools, and that tool just clicked for me, and it made so much sense on the physical, emotional, psychological level of how everything ties together. And then from that, I add in these vibrations, the tones, the different notes, and then the rhythmic experiences. And then also what type of instruments correspond well, like, you know, really kind of trigger that aspect of yourself. And then also what kinds of So what kind of music can you put on in your day in order to shift you? And what kind of music can you play? You know, can we clap? Can we sing? Can we, if we do play an instrument, can you pick that up and find that vibration and allow it to move through you? And so really what sonic chakra yoga is bringing together the chakras, psychology and the physicality behind the chakras in alignment with music and vibration and rhythm, and turning that all into ways to just feel great.
Okay, I'm feeling great just listening to it. Keep going. Well, actually, also the chakras are known to resonate at a certain vibration. So if you're being physical and vibrating with an instrument or vocally or however, like you said, clapping and all that, it just intensifies everything. I'm getting that.
Absolutely. It really does. And then not only with the, you know, with the notes that correspond with it, but then how can we pay attention to what we're thinking and feeling in it? So it brings together the physical, the energetic, the conscious, and the, you know, vibrational all into one whole experience. Because again, we are not piecemeal experience. We are a holistic experience. And so how do we take that all in and play with it all and enjoy it? I have an album that I put out many years ago called Chakra Beats. And it literally does this. So it takes you, it's seven tracks for the seven major chakras. And it takes you on an energetic journey, conscious journey of the chakras. So the music, the instrumentation, the rhythms and the beats, along with what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how are you feeling and what are you thinking in that. So it's this journey through the chakras in the same way. And so these workshops really are about taking that concept and turning it into a practice. And what's fun is when I did Sonic Chakra Yoga at Omega Institute, it's such a wonderful location. And so we also went around to different areas. We do our practices in different areas on the campus that corresponded with, you know, with the different elements of the chakras. So with the, you know, with the earth and with the water and, you know, with the sky and with all of these different things that we would play with.
You know, Andrea, you sound like the perfect person to ask this question. I remember I had been doing yoga sometimes regularly and sometimes not. But when I actually entered into a community where yoga was a big practice, I felt like I was put down if I didn't do it every morning, or if I didn't dress a certain way, or if I didn't listen to a certain type of music. And as I spoke to people that weren't familiar with a lot of these practices, that's how they would think about the communities that I was a part of. It's like, oh, well, if you know, I can't be a part of that because, well, I don't think like that, or I don't dress like that. And I felt, wow, if we're here really to touch each other, and if we're really here as all one, to have this community, which talks about all one, kind of making people feel like they're not a part of it because they don't this or that, kind of was a pet peeve of mine, and it really turned me off. And instead, this is what came from it, the show. So it was perfect in order to allow more and more people to be able to open up in their way, as you started to say. And so I'm wondering whether it's yoga or whether it's clapping to vibrations or tuning into themselves, for people that grew up in an area where this wasn't commonplace and they didn't have friends like this and they don't dress a certain way or have a certain body type, or how do they start connecting?
Well, let me tell you a funny story, because I had the exact same experience that you did. When I started doing yoga, I was up in San Francisco, and my brother, Robert Brook, was my first teacher. And I absolutely loved practicing with my brother, because it was a really small community. There were just a few of us. And we did Ashtanga yoga, which is very much about self-practice. And so I found it to be an opportunity to really dive into my own personal relationship with my body. And I had broken my back as a child. Mm. And I discovered that yoga was going to be the means in which I would rehabilitate my back. And so it really was not about competing with other people. I needed to be very mindful of what my body was capable of what it was saying. And to me, really, our teacher is our breath and our body. And so by doing self-practice, it allowed me to tune in to those teachers, to my breath, to my body, and what they were saying and how I was feeling that day. But after a couple of years, I moved back to Los Angeles, and so I went to go take a class, and it was my boyfriend at the time and I, and we walked into the class, and every single woman in the room had two braids. And I was pretty close to bald. My hair was so short that I just had the tiniest little bit of hair. And so I looked around and I felt, oh my gosh, I can't be here. I don't have two braids. But my boyfriend had long, beautiful hair. So I took his hair and I braided it into two braids. And I looked at him and I said, now we can stay. And so I get that feeling. And you know what's really funny? I mean, here I am. I've been teaching yoga, you know, for many years now, and yet I still feel like the renegade yoga teacher. I've always just kind of done my own thing. And, you know, and if you look at the pictures of me, I have, you know, I have tattoos and, you know, and I dress my own way. And I think that's really important. It's important. And I felt that it was important when I started teaching. There were very few teachers. And I really felt like I was going to be that bridge between the community that felt like, oh, I can't do yoga, I'm not that. And then they would see me and they go, oh, well, but I can relate to her. And in particular, men, I find that most of my classes are 50%, which is really fascinating, 50% male, because I think that they allow for there to be that bridge. And also because what I'm teaching them is that it's not something external. I'm teaching them to not be competitive, instead to go inside and to ask, what is it that I'm feeling and what is it that I'm thinking? And how can I also turn this practice into something that's playful and fun? And how can I, you know, do it in a way that's an expression of who I am? And, you know, so for me, I think because I broke my back, I have a very strong upper body. And so I can do handstands and all these different fun arm balances. I can literally balance on one arm. And so people look at that and they think, well, my brother would look at that and say, oh, circus tricks. And it's true. There's a whole element of circus tricks to it, which I also love. I love the circus. And so maybe that's what we can begin to look at is, can we go and can we play with it? Can we enjoy it rather than feeling like we need to fit into some cookie cutter of the way that certain people have done it? Can we instead shave our heads, get rid of the two braids, and, you know, stand on our heads instead and see yoga from all different perspectives?
Sounds like a great question for can we do that with life? And in this conversation, we've certainly touched on a lot of different aspects that we can become better and go within, and whether it be vibrationally or intentionally through our thoughts, we've touched on so much. This has been delightful.
Thank you. Yes, it has. I've really enjoyed talking with you. I can't believe we've never met.
It seems
like you would really like my classes.
It seems so. Actually, I know I would. I know I already do love your performances because I have heard the music, because I have been present when you have played. But usually it's big crowds and you're up there with the Sonic Butterfly and we're underneath it and experiencing it. So. And an experience it is. So thank you for that. And for those of you who want to know more about Andrea and the Sonic Butterfly and where she's going to be doing productions or yoga workshops, etc., go to sonicbutterflyproductions.com or yogagirl.com. Find her on Facebook, YouTube. And I know that if I had come up to you after a performance, you would have been really warm and gracious. But with everybody around, there'll be a time and I look forward to it.
I look forward to it as well.
Until then, I know you have a client, so I know you've got to go. We're going to have a producer's wrap when we come back with Mark Legere. If you can stay a couple more minutes, I'm sure you'd enjoy hearing us talk about how wonderful you are.
Oh, thank you so much, Filippo. This has been really fun. I appreciate it.
All right. Our pleasure. Thank you, Andrea. And we'll be right back with Mark Legere right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, we are back. I am Filippo, and I am transformed. Mark?
I am Mark, and I'm excited. That was one of our better discussions, I think, and we've had so many magical ones. But in keeping with the string theme here in terms of the long harp, you know, there's something called resonance, right? Have you heard, and I know you're familiar with this, Filippo, but maybe for our listeners, when you take a, say, a guitar string and at a certain frequency or certain vibration and you pluck it, and there are other strings at the same tuning, same vibration nearby, they will start to vibrate. And that resonance. And when Andrea speaks, and the knowledge that she brings forth and the intent that she conveys, her understanding of things, I feel my vibration go up or get activated in that similar type of a resonance.
That's awesome. You know, Mark, I love that analogy. It's one that I actually use a lot in my workshops and coaching. I talk about the piano, being a pianist, and I enjoy, I don't call myself a pianist. I enjoy playing the piano. But in any event, what makes the piano a piano, part of it is that the other strings around it vibrate along with just pressing the one note. And most of the notes also have more than one string, up to three. So if you press one note, you're actually hitting three strings. And then the other notes vibrate at lesser degrees, depending on what note it is. But that whole sound resonating in that chamber makes a piano what a piano is. So as one note alone, we never are. And we are so much better when we're resonating with others of the same note and of similar.
That too is such a great analogy. And it goes back to what you were saying at the beginning of how we interrelate, how we are part of, you know, a universal orchestra, universal sound. And, the notion of each of our vibrations together comprising that kind of that oneness or that one piece of music reminded me of the NASA space recordings that we've heard a number of times, and how symphonic those recordings are of what, as a child, I would have called nothing or space. And that's what we're listening to. And it really kind of points back to so many things that Andrea said and that you said in today's show.
Yeah, everything makes a sound. You know, in a life coaching session yesterday, I was telling somebody there were three things going on. Number one, my client was having an issue with one particular person. Let's just say it was his wife for easy reference. He said, well, my wife, this. And I said, okay, let's just say there are three things going on. One is the experience that you think your wife was having, but we don't know because we're not talking to her. Then there's the experience that you're having, and that's the one that we need to talk about because that's the one that you can affect for sure. But know that there was a third thing at least that's happening, and in that third thing is everything else. Sounds we can't hear, things we're not connected to, energies, vibrations, blah, blah, blah. And I said, that third thing is bigger than what the two of you think you were experiencing.
Yeah, that third thing is everything.
Yeah, exactly. And it's probably the real truth or whatever. But
well, speaking of that third thing and everything, you know, Andrea mentioned that she's a kinetic artist. And boy, did that one, maybe that was a big part of where the resonance really started to vibrate for me. You know, I can play every instrument known to man on my car steering wheel.
Yeah.
In terms of obviously I'm making jest, but in an air band sort of way, in every music, you know, I'm going from drums to saxophone to the flute to whatever the piece is. Now, yes, I grew up with music. I played saxophone for 10 years. I sang as a child. I played trumpet. I played a couple of years on the piano. So I've had a lot of exposure to music. And so I do have a reference point. But I thought more about the kinetic nature of it. And then I compared the feeling that I get when I immerse myself mentally into playing along with a piece of saxophone music in an air band sort of way, you know, versus when I have the instrument in my hand. And of course, it's not exactly the same because there is a vibration in that instrument and there is the kinetic nature of interacting with it. But the motion and the getting into that piece of music still has a physical reaction in me. And I think this is something that everyone can take away from this. We get separated in terms of performance. Even though we feel a performance, we get separated. You know, the audience sits apart and they watch the performer and they feel that energy. But yet there's so much more when the audience is able to play along, you know, at the Centennial Orchestra event the other night, of course, Maestro Zanuck had us all clap along with that historic piece of music. And so people were directly involved. And that becomes so important.
Yeah, and that does get back to something that Andrea said too, with, when we talked about the whole yoga thing and how bringing everybody together and having a yoga instructor say what she just said about her experience, and for that matter, having Dino Zonick say what he said about music and his experience, because he's up there being the conductor and the master of all, and yet he's sharing how he's come to music and how he expresses it, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that to have people that are out there doing things in such a grand way be able to share their experiences with it, like has happened today, I think is really important. And I'm going to pat ourselves in the back for this kind of thing. I thank you, Dorothy. Thank you, Mark. This is, and thank you to BBS and Doug and Don, because this is the kind of thing, like Andrea's saying, can we focus on this for an hour, you know, and change ourselves or change the world through that way. Actually, before we close, I just want to add, we're talking about music, and we did mention it once, or Andrea did, but you can get Andrea's album where you can listen to the music. I think it was Chakra Beats or something like that, at sonicbutterflyproductions.com as well. Maybe it's even at yogagirl.com. I don't know. Just go visit all the sites. Oh, and then there's a new Elevate album. There's so much, actually. So go check that out. And Elevate's a whole other thing that someday we'll have to talk more about. So with that, Mark, thanks for connecting with Andrea and bringing her on. And with that, we say thank you to all of you for listening in, tuning in, literally, to the vibrations and being with us as we share this journey together. And as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.